We've been hearing a lot about the two-month payroll tax cut extension that was just passed by Congress, but there is a part of the measure that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, and it could mean that the savings will not apply to you. Joining us for more is West Wing Report's Paul Brandis. And Paul, we've heard a lot about how the bill will save the average family that $40 per paycheck, but for those who make more, there might not be any savings at all, right?
Well, what this bill does, John, I mean, people are focusing, as you say, on this $40 or so that people will get every 2 weeks in their paycheck. But here's the big picture. In one fell swoop, this bill has managed to, one, undermine the integrity of Social Security. I'd be happy to explain. Two, it's placed a burden on the housing market at the worst possible time, and homeowners and future homeowners are going to have to pay the price for this bill for a decade. All these politicians have done is, just so we can get a two-month tax break, is by passing a bill that's going to be spread out over a decade. If you were, for example, were to buy a house that costs $200,000, because of these higher fees that Fannie and Freddie are now going to have to pass on to folks, that $200,000 house is actually going to mean another $4,000 over the life of the loan. So do you want to pay $4,000 over the life of the loan just so you can get a $160 tax break over 2 months? I mean, nobody has really explained this. And when the president and Speaker Boehner and everybody else says that this benefits the middle class, I don't think it does. And I think they've been highly disingenuous on both sides of the aisle in their failure to explain this.
Well, you've really hit the nail on the head there. And once again, it shows that Congress is doing things in very short increments. This is only a two-month bill. They're going to have to pick this up again in the future. But there really isn't at the moment any kind of impetus for them to make a longer-term deal. Do you see anything, you know, more fruitful, more beneficial down the pipeline when this is up?
Well, the other thing here that that we didn't even mention previously is that what Congress is doing, by the way, is completely at odds with what the Federal Reserve is doing. The Fed is trying to stimulate the housing market through this thing called Operation Twist. They are buying long-term bonds, the goal of which is to lower long-term mortgage rates. Well, this bill that Congress and the president have just passed actually will raise rates. So you've got Congress doing one thing, Fed doing the other, and the American taxpayer and future homeowners are going to really pay the price here. Again, no one has really explained this at all. And this bill only is for 2 months, as you say. What they're going to do over the next 10 months is anybody's guess. This payroll tax that they passed last year, they couldn't figure out what to do, so they paid for it in debt, which nobody wants. They couldn't figure out what to do now, so they passed it along to the housing industry. The housing industry is completely on its back, and people can't even afford to buy houses now with price levels at 2002, 2003 levels, and mortgage rates that are about the lowest levels since the Kennedy administration. Is this really the best time to be, you know, adding a burden to the housing market? I'm not sure they've really thought this through. They're simply focusing in this political season on a two-month short-term tax break for folks while completely ignoring the long-term economic cost.
And we'll also have a cost in terms of the IRS, in terms of tax preparation. The IRS is going to have to figure out how to implement these rules and then possibly implement future rules that come from a new bill. One of the things that we've seen is that the cutoff is about $110,000 where this tax won't even apply. So people who make that much or more over these 2 months will still have to pay taxes on that, the payroll tax.
Well, no question about it. I mean, for a two-month tax deal, it's just opened up a Pandora's box of additional problems, the IRS problem that you just mentioned. Employers say trying to adjust to a two-month deal just creates all kinds of complications for them, on and on and on. It's just a big mess. And in terms of undermining Social Security, by the way, let me just mention that what I mean by that is that what they've done is, for 2 years running now, is take away or at least shake severely the central pillar of Social Security, which has always been workers pay into the system, they will get some kind of money back in their golden age. Well, now Congress has opened this Pandora's box in terms of paying for it in all kinds of different ways that was never the original intent of the program. I think that is significant, and it's amazing that nobody is talking about that. So in effect, they financed part of Social Security last year by simply adding to the debt. This year, they're financing part of Social Security by passing it along to the housing market, which has absolutely nothing to do with Social Security or the original intent of the program. So what they're going to do for the next 10 months is, your guess is as good as mine.
West Wing Report's Paul Brandis not holding back today on Christmas.